91X.
It's news. 13 degrees and sunny. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. A Madoc woman had something of a rude awakening early this morning. Central Hastings OPP arrived at the scene of a domestic dispute on Union Road around 2 a.m. A couple was having an argument, and the male involved decided to remove some of his belongings from the house, which included their mattress. When the female laid on the mattress to prevent the male from taking it, police say the male lifted the mattress up, throwing the woman to the floor. There were no serious injuries. A 22-year-old Madoc man was arrested and charged. He'll appear in court next month. Whether you're liberal or not, the local Liberal Association is inviting you to a rally in Belleville tonight. It hopes to demonstrate to MP Daryl Cramp it wants answers about phony robocalls allegedly made during the last election. They're calling it Rally for Your Rights. It starts at 5 o'clock at Market Square. A Marmara woman fought back when police stopped her for speeding in Trent Hills yesterday. Police say she refused to identify herself and became physically aggressive. She was arrested and police eventually determined her identity. Charged with obstructing police and speeding is 57-year-old Rose Yeom. Provincial police are accusing a Warminster man of drugging and sexually abusing five children. Police say it happened on several occasions in 2011 in Warminster, northwest of Orillia. On one occasion, it's alleged the man took pictures of a victim. 35-year-old Paul Gerard DeVries is facing a number of charges related to sexual assault, child pornography, and administering a harmful substance. Police say there may be other victims and want to hear from anyone with information. The Transportation Safety Board is pointing to similarities between a recent fatal train crash in Ontario and a derailment 2 years ago in Quebec. Federal officials released a report yesterday into the February 2010 crash in Quebec that injured seven people. The report listed several factors that contributed to the 2010 incident when a VIA passenger train burst into a siding track at excessive speed. Officials say the scenario is similar to what happened last month in Burlington when a VIA train derailment killed three crew members. An OPP officer testified this morning at the trial of a man accused of killing Tory Stafford. Constable Gary Scoyne told the jury the scale of the case was enormous. Scoyne says although he has been at about 3,800 crime scenes in 23 years as a forensic identification officer, he's never been involved in a case of this size. Michael Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in the death of 8-year-old Stafford. Ontario's Environmental Commissioner says the province is just one heat wave away from a blackout. Gord Miller says the province needs to spend billions of dollars upgrading infrastructure like hydro transmission towers to deal with the effects of climate change. The commissioner also warns the province is ill-prepared for another ice storm, like the one that brought hydro towers down in 1998. And Miller says climate change will mean more warm climate diseases, such as West Nile virus, and new warm weather pests. That's 91X to 203. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
With only two games on hand in the NHL, all eyes will be on the Maple Leafs tonight. The boys in blue head to Pittsburgh to face the potent Penguins, who are enjoying a six-game winning streak. They will be without winger Joppy Lupul, who's been diagnosed with a separated shoulder and is said to be out for 34 weeks. Newly acquired forward Carter Ashton is poised to make his debut. Buffalo plays host to the Carolina Hurricanes. The Canes hope to continue their success against the Sabres, having won two of the previous three contests. He led us to gold and will forever be bronzed. A statue of legendary forward Mario Lemieux was unveiled today in a public ceremony outside the Consol Energy Center in Pittsburgh. A man who scored his first goal in his first game on his first shift, Lemieux reflects on his time in Pittsburgh.
So many great memories over the years, so many great moments, and it's an incredible honor and one that I'll be able to cherish with my family for the rest of my life.
Lemieux played 18 seasons with the Penguins and is the co-owner of the team. The Toronto Raptors go up against the Houston Rockets team coming off two consecutive overtime losses. The Raptors will try to rebound after their loss to the Orlando Magic on Monday. Eyes will be glued to the scoreboards with 13 games on the hardwood tonight in total. Brendan Jennings and the Milwaukee Bucks look to shake the red flags at the charging Chicago Bulls, winners of their last seven. And that's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
If you can, try to get outside to enjoy the nice weather. Today, mainly sunny with a high of 12. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, 40% chance of showers before the morning, the low of 8. Thursday, cloudy, rain beginning in the morning and ending early in the evening, a high of 9. Friday, sunny and windy, the low of minus 4, a high of 0. It's 13 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.